USA News. I'm Corey Myers. In his New York State civil fraud trial, former President Trump has been ordered to pay more than $350 million. USA's John Schaefer has details.
He's also facing a 3-year ban on conducting business in New York State. The judge also fined his sons and imposed a 2-year business ban on them in New York. Allegations against Trump include artificially inflating his net worth to secure better loan terms. Trump contends that the case is politically driven and argues that since the banks profited, there's no victim. His legal team says they will appeal.
A former FBI informant facing charges for allegedly lying about President Biden's involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. President Biden confirming the ex-informant's falsehoods and urged the House Republicans to drop their impeachment inquiry. Alexander Smirnov falsely claiming that executives of Ukrainian energy firm Burisma admitted to hiring Hunter Biden to access then-Vice President Biden. The indictment is a setback for House Republicans, who have used Smirnov's allegations in their push to impeach the president. Egypt is reportedly building a refugee camp near the Gaza border in anticipation of potential conflicts if Israel attacks the southern city of Rafah. Despite Egypt's denial of preparing for refugees in the Sinai Peninsula, sources indicate to Reuters that an area is being readied near Gaza with basic facilities to shelter Palestinians if they flee across the border. The upcoming crewed rocket launch from Florida's Space Coast is scheduled for next month. NASA announcing that 3 astronauts and a cosmonaut will embark on their journey to the ISS aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket on March 1st. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tiger Woods won't be playing in the second round of the Genesis Invitational due to illness. That's according to a PGA announcement. Tiger was won over through 6 holes before leaving the course on a golf cart yesterday. Woods also previously withdrew from the Masters in April last year and had surgery on his ankle after admitting to being in constant pain. Prince Harry hoping that his father's cancer diagnosis will bring his family back together. It's no secret that Harry and his brother, Prince William, have been at odds since Harry gave up his royal duties in 2020. Harry hopes they can come together now that King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer and treated for an enlarged prostate. If Billy Joel put together an all-star band, who would he ask to be in it? Howard Stern told The Piano Man that he thought he should have been a part of the Traveling Wilburys, the supergroup of the late Tom Petty, Roy Orbison, and George Harrison, along with Jeff Lynne and Bob Dylan. Joel told Stern he once thought of putting a band together. It would be himself, Don Henley, and Sting, and maybe John Mayer on guitar. So why hasn't it happened? Joel said, well, everybody's busy. Paul McCartney's bass guitar that's been lost for 50 years after it was stolen from the back of a van in 1972 is now back home in Sir Paul's hands. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.